Okay, all right, kids, take five.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Laverne, you gotta come to this sculpture class with me. It is sensational, and I have quite a flair for it. Look at this.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm immortalizing Dwayne.
Immortalizing's nice. Sit down, Cheryl. Carmine just came back from New York.
Ah, my Golden Gloves champion returns. How's his face?
Oh, same old face. You must have seen it 100 times. You must be bored with it by now, huh?
Does he know we're going to the ball game tomorrow night?
I don't think you're going to go to the ball game tomorrow.
They broke his legs.
No, no. No, he's fine.
Then why aren't we going to the ball game tomorrow night?
Carmine met a girl in New York.
Oh?
She's flying in tonight.
Why, whatever for?
Well, she lives in Milwaukee. She has to get home. I mean, he also mentioned something about love.
Love?
His exact words, love.
Carmine's in love? How sweet. How nice.
He said you'd be happy for him.
I am happy for him. I'm going to bed now. Why would I be upset? I mean, that's the trouble with you. You think that every little thing upsets me. Who is it?
It's me, Carmine!
What does he want? What does he want? What's he doing over here?
He wants you to meet his girlfriend.
Who does he think I am, his mother?
I'll tell him you're in the tub. Go get in the tub.
No, no. I can handle this. I want to handle this.
Hi, Carmine. How are you?
Oh, good, good. You're still up. This is Rhonda. I got so excited, I couldn't wait for you to meet her. You see something?
How nice to meet you, Rhonda. Won't you come in, sit down?
Oh, thanks, but we can't stay. My parents are waiting for me. But Carmine just insisted that we stop by and say hi.
Oh. Hi. Well, can I get you something? Some fruit? Laverne, go get some fruit.
Fruit.
Some evening, you'll just have to drop by and tell me all about yourself.
Oh, well, there's nothing to tell.
Banana, anyone?
What? Bananas for company?
You want me to peel them?
Go get something nice. Something nice.
Nice. Nice.
Well, Carmine, I was certainly wrong, wasn't I? You kept right on fighting, won the championship, and didn't break your face at all.
Well, I got lucky, but I figure I'll cut down on boxing a little. I got a regular job.
Oh?
Yes, Carmine and I talked it over, and he's going to be an instructor at Marjorie Ward's Ballroom Basic and Advanced Dance Studio.
Isn't that lovely? I've been telling you to do that for years.
Hey, here's some pound cake. Here, have a piece. Why, here's a little tissue. Couldn't find a napkin.
Laverne, this pound cake is very dry.
I am not bringing coffee to the door.
Well, I really think we ought to go. It's getting a little late, okay? So we'll see you later, huh?
Goodbye.
Come on, let's go, Angel Face.
Boy, what a bimbo, huh? What a floozy. P.U. Was she or was she? Ah, she's just after him for his money. You know that, don't you? Oh, what a loser.
Yeah. Why do I like her so much?
Oh, well, she's a very nice girl, sure.
Why are you saying those terrible things about her?
Well, I thought I should be on your side for a minute.
Well, you shouldn't say things like that about that innocent girl. She was perfectly lovely.
I'm sorry.
She's much too tall for him.
A giant, an Amazon.
How old would you say she
40,
is?
40 at least. 40 at least. Come on, Cheryl. You never really loved him. I mean, the I love you love.
I know. Carmen and I both knew that one day each of us would find somebody special. I just thought I'd find him first, that's all.
You know, I think Carmine's getting a girlfriend is good.
Another dart thrown at me, Laverne.
No, I'm serious. I mean, it's good for you. In the last couple of years, you passed up a lot of dates with a lot of guys just because you had good old Carmine to go out with.
Anybody I passed up then, I'm gonna pass up now, whether Carmine's around or not.
Yes, but now there's a big difference. You either got to stop being so picky or you're going to stay in the house a lot.
I'd rather stay in the house a lot than go out with all those sickies you go out with.
Watch it. I got a nail file here.
Howie Ratskin was not a sickie. He slept on our doorstep 3 nights in a row.
He liked me.
I know he liked you. He wrote, "I love you, Laverne," all over his sister's face. The fact is, Laverne, you could use some standards.
Oh, we're going right for the throat now, huh? Sure, it's been easy for you all these years making fun of my dating. Yeah, I've accepted some medium to crummy dates. Worse than crummy. Sub-crummy.
See, that's what I mean about standards.
Well, it was either that or sitting home a few months.
And what's so terrible about sitting home?
Spoken like a girl who's never had to. Hey, I've been there, Cheryl. It's not fun. You ever play strip solitaire? It's very lonely.
I'm not afraid of loneliness. I defy loneliness to come up to me and say hi. I welcome loneliness so that I can laugh in its face. Hello, loneliness.
Yourself. I know about loneliness. You're gonna start doing some pretty weird things. Cheryl, would you unchain this door? Come on, I'm late for a date. Cheryl? Cheryl, are you in there?
Coming. How did it go at work?
Fine. I met this really cute guy in the bus. I'm going to meet him at the pizza bowl in a few minutes.
Going out with another stranger? I bet you don't even know anything about this guy. I bet you don't even know what he does.
Got you there. The man was sitting behind a wheel going like this. He was a bus driver.
Well, I had things to do around here, little projects. I kept myself busy all day long.
He took the phone apart.
work, and haven't you ever wondered how the phone works?
How does it work, Miss Bell?
I'm no electrician!
Cheryl, what is happening to you? I mean, first you let yourself go to pot, and now you're taking the phones apart. I mean, that's just not normal.
Are you saying I'm not normal? I'm perfectly normal, Laverne.
You go wash your hands.
Well, that might be a little difficult. I took the sink apart.
Oh, put it back together! Put it back together! Oh, what?
It's cherry pink and apple balls.
Hi, Carmine. How's your dancing school?
Pretty good. More important, how's Shirley doing?
She's worse than ever. She won't do a thing.
What are we gonna do to help Shirley?
Well, I had this plan. Well, it was a plan I was saving in case I reached 30 and was still not married. But I think Shirley needs it worse.
Well, what is it?
Go inside and keep her busy. She's in the bathroom putting the sink back together there. Make a laugh. Do something. I gotta make a call here.
Who is it?
Is this 730 Canap, apartment A?
Yes, it is.
Well, it says ask for Shirley. Is there a Shirley in there?
Yes, there is.
I have flowers for you. Hi. I'm Victor. I'm here about your ad for the Jeep.
What ad for the Jeep?
It said bring flowers.
Oh. There must be some mistake. I don't have a Jeep.
Hello.
Oh.
I'll be with you in a second.
Hi, I'm Victor.
Good. Didn't you get my note about spiffying up a bit?
Yes, I did, and I ignored it. Why does he think we have a Jeep?
Now, don't get mad. I was desperate to get you out of this mood, so I put an ad in the paper. Jeep for sale, bring flowers.
And why did you do that rather odd thing?
Oh. Well, it was the only thing I could think of to get single guys to come to the door.
You're amazing.
Thanks.
Get rid of him, now.
Hey, does it have four-wheel drive?
Answer him. I don't know nothing about no Jeep! I'm sorry, Victor. But we sold the Jeep this morning.
How come your mother doesn't know anything about a Jeep?
Mother? Mother? Mommy's just a little testy this morning.
Testy? Testy? You're playing the mother! I want you to take that ad out of the paper now.
Not a chance. As far as I'm concerned, you're a Jeep salesman.
But I don't like strangers coming into my house.
Tell you what, you go out on a date and I'll take the ad out of the paper.
Blackmail. You've got your foot on my throat.
Look, my bus driver has a lot of friends. He'll fix you up for Saturday and we'll double. Face it, Cheryl. I got you.
All right, I'll go out on a date. But you take that ad out of the paper now.
I will. I'm glad you agreed. If that keeps running, they'll be coming through here like termites.
Hello. We came to buy a Jeep.
That's right, and we're prepared to pay cash, money.
Guys, we got no Jeep.
You in what army? Listen, we ain't paying you a nickel till we get a test drive.
Guys, you know us. You know we ain't got no Jeep.
150 big ones, Laverne. That's our final offer.
200. That's our final offer.
There is no Jeep.
Maybe we should give him a little more.
Nah, look, let's let them think about it, huh? They'll know where to look for us.
Yeah. You know where you can find us.
Where are we going?
That's their problem.
We should have sold it to them, you know?
My supervisor's gonna kill me when he hears I use my bus for a date. Anything wrong, Laverne?
No, this is very interesting. You don't see many spittoons anymore.
Come here, no, Moose!
Well, you stand here. I'm gonna pick out a cue stick.
Laverne. I'd like to speak with you for a moment, if I may, please.
Excuse
just
me.
Step over
sure.
here.
Let us
say
all of you about it.
Oi! Laverne, I didn't say anything when your date picked us up in a bus. I said nothing when he stopped at every corner for passengers. But this Moose person, he bruised me. I'm black and blue. I'm creased all over.
He likes you.
Hey, you girls, you want a soda?
Tom, Shirley wants to go home.
Laverne, you gotta make her stay. Moose and I have a deal.
Deal.
I get him blind dates and he doesn't beat me up.
Oh, I understand.
You going?
I just got the skinny on Moose. Tom's scared to death of him.
Oh. Having fun?
Moose.
Huh?
I have to be to work very early in the morning.
Oh, you'll be home by then. Come on, let's play, huh?
Well, there are no tables open.
Well, sure, this guy here just finished playing, didn't you?
Nah, I'm just starting, and I'm waiting for some friends.
Well, wait outside. Disappear, Squirt.
You ain't heard the last of this. Dumbo.
You know what you are? You're a great big bully, that's what you are.
You know what you are?
Don't you hit her.
You're a gutsy broad.
A gutsy broad, a gutsy broad, just what I always...
Kids, we came here to play pool, right? So let's play. Look, I'll get all the balls together, right? Look, we'll have a nice little game.
Look how good she rats, huh? Hey, what do you say we play a little eight ball, huh?
Great. Me and Tom against Moose and Cheryl.
Hey, wait a minute, hold on. What are you girls talking about? We don't play pool with no girls, you know.
And what are we supposed to do?
Well, you got lots of stuff to do. You got girl stuff. You know, keeping score, racking the balls, and if you're really good, I'll let you chalk my cue stick.
How'd you like to eat your cue stick?
Another gutsy broad. You know, I like you girls. What are you doing tomorrow night?
We have something to do outside of town.
Ivan would like to thank you for holding the table for him.
Oh, it was a pleasure. We were just leaving.
Yeah, we were just keeping it warm for him.
Disappear, Ivan.
Ivan thinks perhaps we should discuss this out back so we won't make no mess here.
Oh, Ivan wouldn't think a thing like that, would you, Ivan?
Oh. Lead the way.
Oh. Goodbye, Tom. Good luck.
Oh. Here, take a cab.
Hide behind Moose, huh? Well, our date's over. Let's go.
Nowhere, sister. You just insulted Ivan.
Oh, I thought he was a very nice man.
You want change of a quarter? Look.
Hey, you take this scrawny little shrimp.
I've had a vitamin deficiency recently.
I'm gonna take the other one. I'm gonna rip that L right off of her chest. Touch my L, sweetie, and your teeth go to Peoria. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Ah, ladies, ladies! I'm not enjoying this conversation.
Well, then what are we waiting for? Let's rumble. Oh. Look, we fight in here, it'll get busted up, right? Why don't we just step outside so we can fight to the finish?
All right.
Oh, yeah. Now you're talking. Let's go. Try after you. Yeah, no, no.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Oh, would you stop that? Would you stop that?
Us again.
That girl chalked my nose.
Oh, that comes right off.
Oh, no, I'm gonna get a Kleenex.
See? Wasn't a bad evening after all. Hey, did you see me stop that girl from making me eat that cue ball? I still got all the moves. And she thought she would rip my L off my chest.
That's all you worried about? That L?
That's it. I'm not gonna do nothing more for you. I mean, I made up a Jeep. I got your date. I even fixed a telephone. From now on, you do whatever you want to do. I don't care. I'm through with you.
Can I say something here?
No.
This evening was the lowest. It was rotten. It was awful. And still, it was better than the last 2 weeks.
I think that girl hit you a little too hard.
See, I realized something about myself as I stood there toe-to-toe fighting off that jumbo creature. I realize that Shirley Feeney is no quitter. I've hated the way I've been acting the last 2 weeks.
You mean no more sulking? No more nougat squashing? No more fiddling with the sink?
No more.
You're a corker, Cheryl, you know that?
All right, $300, and that is our final offer.
It's yours.
You know we don't have a Jeep.
Well, you know they don't got no $300.
Now I have a girlfriend. I wanna, I'm not very good with words. Look, if there's anything you ever need or anybody ever bothers you, just think of me as your big brother, okay? Because I'd do anything for you, too. Just remember, the big ragu is always around, okay?
Okay, Carmine.
All right. I get one right here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Carmine.
Yeah?
Will you do me a favor?
Oh, sure.
Will you still call me Angel Face?
Sure, Angel Face. Eh?
Get it.
Carmine. Night. Such a sweet guy. Isn't he sweet?
Yeah. You know, I'm gonna raise my standards. For the next 10 days, I swear off men in uniform. Except sailors. I like sailors.